Welcome to the Credibility Nation Show, the podcast that will help you to continually build and grow your credibility, with your host, Mitchell Levy.
Hi, Mitchell Levy, global credibility expert, and welcome to this special credibility episode of Thought Leader Life, where we're talking to amazing humans from around the planet about who they are, what they do, in essence, their credibility. Today's guest is one of my good friends, Kari Anderson, who is an Emmy-winning former NBC and Wall Street Journal journalist. Man, that's hard words to say together. She is now a speaker and connective behavior, leadership, and quotability, and an author and columnist. Kari, thanks for joining me today.
It's an honor.
Oh, the honor actually truly is mine. What is your customer point of pain? What is your CPOP?
They usually come looking uncomfortable and nervous and saying, I feel ignored. I get angry and I don't want to. I need some help.
You know, I in Silicon Valley and probably around the world, you see more. I see a lot of that. Tell me a little bit more. What do you do?
Well, I get them to realize the innate power they have when they know their core mission in life and what most matters. Then they're able to get specific sooner in talking to other people. And the specificity boosts their credibility and their memorability. And they look at people and ask a question, so they show an interest in them.
Oh, that's fascinating. So a lot of times what happens is that what I'm hearing you say is that they don't feel like they're being heard because they potentially are not listening.
I think that's not their view, but we all could listen more. It's just that when they've worked hard on something and they've looked at somebody and they really wanted to connect, but somehow what they said didn't connect them. I believe the key need in our culture is connective behavior, and that's my core value.
So tell me, how do you have credibility to do what you do?
I think the most powerful way, ironic, is when other people tell people about me. They say, when this happened, I didn't know I could learn from her, but I'm now getting more specific. So I really advocate getting other people to be motivated without pushing them to cite you. And I think they read my actionable insights in social media, or they read it in the book, but there's something specific. So they say, oh, I want to learn more about that.
And I'm thinking about things that you've done. You have a TED Talk, which has how many views nowadays?
Over 2.4 million. It just always startles me. Yes.
That is so cool. You speak at a ton of both companies and associations on these topics.
Yes. How to be an opportunity maker, how to be more connected, how to have everybody who works in your organization be so happy that they're citing each other, not just themselves.
So I'm still thinking about credibility. I'm focused on specificity. I know I didn't say that right. How does one become an expert in that?
Well, as a journalist, what I learned, every good story starts with a specific example or story. And most people, especially if they're experts, research shows, they begin with generalizations. But the specific detail or example or story can prove the general conclusion, not the reverse.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you. That's what I was looking for. What is your marketing plan? How do people hear about you? How do you get your word out?
The main way that's worked for me is citing people I deeply admire in my speaking and in my writing. So I think the power in marketing is to suggest things to clients even more than what they ask for. Like I say to meeting planners, ask every speaker to send you a 300-word tip they're going to cite in their talk. And then when you open your conference, say, as you're leaving this conference, you're going to have such a memoir that's going to be put in your hands. You're going to realize how much you learned and how you get to learn more. But that's a tips book they get by email. And so every speaker was going to share it socially with their people, and everybody in the audience is going to be reading it, and they'll cite each other. And those people all wind up citing me a lot because it spread me much further and faster. And the meeting planner looks good because the visibility of their conference has gone where. So again, the bottom line is, how can you give them more than they expect and find it works? And they want to say, I now do this, and say, I heard it from.
I like that. And there's one thing, there's many things you do well, but one I like in particular is on social media, how you keep a list of people you want to stay in touch with, and then you go in and like to talk a little bit more about that, because that's a beautiful technique.
Well, one of the things that used to bug me as a hot button, so I'm admitting to something that's not good character, is there's several people, especially after the TED Talk, who say, will you come do this for me? They're takers. They always something more. And what I've really been blessed by are people say, Kari, I really want to see if there's ways we can help each other. I have some ideas for you. So those are the people that are my first circle of friendship that I admire, because they realize that. I actually spoke at UC Berkeley, and the people are first generation or from another country. They're the ones more mutuality minded than people from our country, because they really felt they had to earn it. So that's been key to my success, is people who do want to. Because once they've done that, we realize we are bonding. That's why I believe in diverse allies, because if we realize we could probably disagree on a lot of stuff, but if we find sweet spots of mutual interest, then we're all pinned around wanting to make that work. And when we find everybody does something, we're seeing more sides of a situation. So seeing more sides of a situation means you can make smarter decisions faster together. And when everybody feels like they've gotten a direct benefit, then they're really willing and able and interested and wanting to collaborate again.
Well, as one of your books say, mutuality does matter. And I particularly like when you go and you know you're meeting people, you go and like their comments, you like their posts, and you may go up and down and like 10 or 20 of their posts, and you're getting familiar with a person that you're interacting with. And I find so many people, how about I say, so many people don't do what is so obvious and that you do all the time.
You said that better than I've said that in a while. Thank you very much. That's so true. Because people feel touched when they're specifically cited for something. Their instinct is to emulate that. And one of the things I tell people is just remember core behavior. Negative behavior is faster and deeper than positive. That's why we see replications of bad news. So when we come around and we're a source of good news and unexpected allies, that adds to our quotability. One of my favorite things to say, one thing three of us have in common, one of them is this and this and this. And I say, I feel because of them, I get to learn more, faster, better.
So if you're listening to this and you realize that you're either too much of a generalist, or you get in front of a group of people or individual people and they seem bored and they're not excited about you and what you have to say, you're going to want to go to somebody who can help you focus on what's relevant, to be specific in how you communicate, and to reach out to Kari Anderson will be a treat. Kari, how best can people interact with you?
Feel free to look up my website, sayitbetter.com, or I'm active on LinkedIn, or just look at some of the stories and say something I've written that you found is helpful.
No. The most important, by the way, thank you. The most important thing you can think about is if you want to interact with somebody, read something they posted and make a comment. It could be positive or don't be too negative, but yeah. It could be positive or constructive. Well, don't tell them that they spelled wrong or something. So how about we just say positive, you like this because, and mean it. Kari, thank you so much for sharing your credibility with us today.
Thank you very much.
And for those watching, Kari Anderson is amazing. Please click on the like button, share with your friends, reach out to her if it's appropriate, and we'll see you at the next episode of Thought of Your Life. Take care, everyone. Bye now.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed the show, please rate and recommend it on the platform you're listening to. You can also get more information at credibilitynation.com. And feel free to see the latest update to the credibility research and get a free PDF copy of the book written on this research at aha.pub/research.